Grant Notley, The Social Conscience of Alberta, Second Edition, by Howard Leeson, published by the University of Alberta Press, copyright 2015, Howard Leeson, narrated by Gerald Gibson. Dedication. Ede and I would like to dedicate this book to Nancy Eng. Like Grant Notley, Nancy was taken from us too early in life. A note on the text. The second edition of Grant Notley, The Social Conscience of Alberta, contains a new introduction by the author, a foreword by Rachel Notley, a new selection of photographs, and a new index. The main text of the book reproduces the original 1992 edition with minor corrections. Foreword by Rachel Notley. Many people I meet describe my dad as having been a great public speaker. However, as Howard writes in this book, my dad was quite shy. Public speaking often made him nervous, but he believed that anything could be overcome with a little or a lot of hard work. As I nervously prepared for the leaders' debate in the 2015 election, I thought of my dad's example. If I prepared enough, I knew I could do it too. It has been suggested that the election of Alberta's first New Democrat government came out of nowhere, that it was due to voter fatigue with 44 years of progressive conservatives, or hinged on that key leaders' debate. I disagree. Our victory was a result of many, many decades of work by many, many people who built the reputation and integrity of the New Democrat Party in Alberta. While that work didn't always reflect in popular support for the party, it was reflected in underlying levels of credibility. This book outlines much of the hard work that was done by Dad, but which unfortunately didn't translate into popular support until after his death. It was then that Albertans experienced a collective recognition of how much they valued his contribution. In fact, when I talk to people who remember my dad now, they're often surprised to learn that the height of his political career involved winning two seats, both by very small margins. So what was it about him that had such a profound impact? I think the subtitle of this book holds the answer. He was the government's critical social conscience. They knew they could rely on him for that. I'm often asked about his impact on my own career. Certainly, I have felt the pressure that most children do to carry on their parents' legacy. However, I got involved in politics because I enjoyed the camaraderie and the issues. I grew up in a campaign office and, unlike many other New Democrats in Alberta at that time, I took part in winning campaigns. I loved these elections, and our family watching the results come in was a bit like hockey night in Canada, made even more important because winning and losing was about issues that mattered. My political life has been significantly shaped by the fact that I grew up in a house where politics was not about fame and fortune, but about hard work and the reward of feeling like you've done the right thing. Dad taught me about political work and, together with my mom, taught me my political values: justice, determination, and integrity. Through both my parents, I learned that if you actually care about something, you better get up and do something about it. This book is a biography of my dad's political life. However, it is also a primer for would-be politicians. Its most salient message? Political victory worth having rarely comes easy. Rachel Notley, September 2015. Preface to the First Edition. When the European settlers streamed into this land 100 years ago, the prairies seemed a vast, almost unending region, a tabula rasa, awaiting only the imprint of their collective hands. It was virtually unspoiled and unresisting. Over the years, the settlers changed the prairies dramatically, building
Sample complete. Ready to continue?